going to be like a segment of that spicy, or is this going to be just wondering?
This is going to be.
Like, did you do your research? This is gonna be,
what do you mean? Like,
because you never did your research.
You're my friend, though.
That is true.
Like, so.
That is true.
What do it? What? How do you research a friend? You just talk.
I mean, if I were going to interview you, I'd be researching.
You know everything.
No, I know nothing.
Yes, you
didn't know you're a vegetarian.
That's stuff you can find out just like on a regular.
Not when you make lasagna for somebody and they come to their house and say, I don't want your.
Well, I was giving you the heads up. There's like, okay, you can make it, but since you hadn't already started all the way, you could put like, you know, mushrooms or something in it, or like some broccoli. You know what I mean? I appreciate it though. You know what I mean? But I was just letting you know, like, I'm in a different space right now. I'm trying to get my healthy on.
Okay.
You supposed to be encouraging that.
I am. Go. Okay.
This is the start of it.
Like, 2468. Who do we appreciate? Spicy. Spicy.
Hello, hey, world.
Spicy.
This is Spice Adams. This is Off the Grid, and I'm here with my great friend, Nichelle Turner.
See, you just told me I knew everything about you. I didn't even know the name of your podcast.
It's Off the Grid. It's Off the Grid.
Now.
Yeah. See? The more, like, you find out things about me, and, you know, I'm not ashamed to tell you, and, you know, I'm not, like, we communicate all the time.
We do.
And I'm getting better at communication.
Okay.
Getting better.
Okay.
I'm not going to say I'm the best
at it. I'll give you that.
I'm getting better.
I'll give you that.
I text you. I was going to be in town.
You did.
I said, hey, Nichelle, I'm doing some things like I want you to be a part of.
You did.
See what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
Some, like, usually, you would find out that I was already here.
Yeah, when you were gone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I don't really stay that long.
Okay.
Like, I go somewhere.
That's your excuse?
I do what I, this is a reason.
Okay.
I go somewhere, I do what I need to do, then I get back.
Okay.
Because I'm volunteer coaching.
Right.
I got water polo to go to.
Yes, my nieces basketball, and nephews have a lot going on.
But this ain't about me.
It's always about
Nichelle.
You. Okay.
It's about where Nichelle grew up. And what did you want to be when you were a little girl? Did you always want to be a journalist?
For the most part, yes.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
When you were a kid, you're like, I'm going to be.
Yeah. I was, there were only two things that I ever thought about in life that I might be. And that was an attorney and a journalist. And then when I was 12, I started writing. Like, I wrote a lot. So I said, I think this is what I want to do. I didn't know that I would do television. I thought I was going to be a print reporter.
Okay.
And so, like, I wrote for my school paper and all that stuff. And then I went to journalism camp in the summertime.
Who was there?
What do you mean, who?
Like, who was there at the journalism camp?
Other
you were just like
aspiring journalists.
Like, did you, like, look up to them? Like, there's.
No, not really. I went, like, it was young.
Because, like, if I go to a football camp, I'll see somebody that.
Well, no, they didn't have, like, Bryant Gumbel teaching us at the journalism camp. No. There were, like, you know, professors and things like that from universities. But no, there were just other kids like me who wanted to be journalists. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, I went to journalism camp. And I was a writer then. And then when I was in 10th grade, I took a class called Media Communications. Our guidance counselor at my high school, he was a man named Rod Kelly. And at that time, he was the voice of the Missouri Tigers.
Mm-hmm.
He was their play-by-play guy for basketball, Mizzou basketball. And he was a black man, so I had never seen that before. I never knew that was like a thing or a possibility. And he had said to me, he was my guidance counselor in high school, and he had said to me, you should take my class. It was a class called Media Communications, and I didn't know what it was. I had no idea, and it was a radio class. So when I took that class, I said, and by the way, like, it sounds like we're in the hood.
Yeah, what's going on?
I don't know.
What is
going
on?
Sounds like we're in the hood.
Is it something you need to tell me?
You know?
You got to keep a lot of secrets.
You know? But no. So I took this class. It was a radio class, and it opened up a world to me that I never knew. I never knew that there was an electronic media side to journalism.
Mm-hmm.
And so once I took that class and realized that I could talk for a living, oh, it was a wrap. It was a wrap.
Yeah, you talk a lot?
I don't actually. Like, no, I talk for Michelle, a living.
Let's keep it real.
Let's seriously keep it real. I talk for a living, but when I'm home, I don't. Number one, I live alone. Who am I talking to?
Have you, you don't have a dog?
No.
Have you ever had
a dog? Have you seen a dog in here?
I don't see him now. That don't mean that you don't like, have one.
Do you see a dog? Yeah, I grew up with dogs. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, we had a dog. His name was Maynard.
Maynard?
Maynard.
What is... Shout out to JT.
That's my nanny.
Shout out to JT.
Listen, my nanny treated Maynard like Maynard was more of a family member than most of us. Like, you did not play around.
What kind of dog was it?
Who knows what kind of dog Maynard was.
Was it like a mix?
Yeah, I think it was.
Mixed breed.
Yeah, yeah. But Maynard was a pretty sizable dog.
Okay.
But, you know, Maynard was around longer than me. They had Maynard before I came along. And so...
Maynard.
Yes. Don't talk about
he had
Maynard.
A middle name and a last name. Also, and everything.
Yes, Maynard Turner. Exactly. Yes.
Okay.
And then I had got a dog when I got my first job in television in Indiana. I got a dog, Sammy.
That was your first job in Indiana.
Yes. Well, it was my first job out of college. I was the weekend anchor at the NBC affiliate. In my hometown where I went to school when I was a senior in college, but it was my first, you know, full-time job outside of.
Where in Indiana?
Evansville.
Evansville.
Yeah.
I've heard of that.
So before. It's like the Southern Indiana, Western Kentucky, Southern Illinois, tri-state area.
So you weren't like, how close is that to Chicago?
Well, it was about 4 hours from... From St. Louis, so maybe, you know, 6 or 7.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So no, I would just ask them.
But I would say growing up, though, Chicago was like our New York. So Chicago has always been my favorite city because.
Really?
Yeah. If I could stand the winters, I always said I would beg somebody to give me a job
bad.
In Chicago. I love Chicago.
It's not very good.
I remember being little, like we didn't have money, so we didn't get to travel a lot. But I remember one time getting to go to Chicago and it was like Christmas time, I believe, winter time. And I remember
that's
seeing
how Ohio was for us.
You see what I'm saying?
So we went to this amusement park called Cedar Point.
Cedar Point, yeah, I've heard of it.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
It took us, it takes like 2 hours to get there from Detroit.
We, like we would go to Worlds of Fun and Six Flags.
Worlds of Fun
was in Kansas City and Six Flags was in St. Louis. That was our, like, those were our big.
Nah, we had this place called Four Bears. That was the name of it.
Okay.
And it was
I wouldn't have got on those rides there.
It was very janky. It was like a janky
amusement park.
Yeah,
I know. I can tell.
Like,
Four Bears. Yeah. You don't have to sell
I'm
me.
I'm sure it's not there anymore. I'm 100% sure it's not there.
Yeah, I'm sure it's not. I'm sure they packed it up at the end of the season and went on to the next.
We went to in Canada too, called Boblo.
Canada. You went to Canada? Oh, you were
fancy.
Well,
you know, they got a tunnel over into Canada from Detroit.
You were fancy.
No, that's not fancy at all.
That is fancy.
You just take a tunnel from Detroit.
I was 30 before
Windsor.
I went to Canada.
It's like literally you go under a tunnel and now you're in Canada.
You were fancy.
That's not fancy at all.
Okay.
That's not fancy.
Okay.
What's fancy is this house.
Here he goes.
This is fancy. Thanks for having me over.
Well, I mean.
I made history today.
To be perfectly honest, I didn't even know what you were doing.
Yeah. That isn't that the greatest?
I didn't even know what you were doing.
That is the
greatest. Come on over, Spice.
Nobody never knows what I'm doing.
No, that's true. But
this is awesome.
You are actually the first person that I have really had here, and especially to shoot something in my house. No one has been here.
That makes me feel so great.
Does
it? To know that, yeah. Because I'm a great friend.
Are you?
I am.
Okay.
I'm one of the greatest.
I did sideline for the NFL.
How was that?
Best job that I've ever had.
Really?
Best job that I've ever had.
Would you go back?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'd do it again for sure.
You know, what made it the best job?
Well, first of all, I grew up.
Of you getting hit upside the head with a football?
Now, that happened. That happened, and that was not fun. I got a concussion, yo.
Are you serious?
For real. Well, I finished the game, though. You see the dedication? I finished the game. I remember I was walking out at halftime talking to Steve Spagnuolo.
What game was it? Do you remember?
It was the Rams.
Can't remember because you had a concussion.
Yeah, pretty much.
Can't remember.
I can't remember who the Rams were playing.
You were on the sideline.
Yeah, but you know, you walk out, you interview the coach after halftime when you're the sideline reporter because you're getting the information, you know, to go on to talk about what they're going to do in the second half. Mm-hmm. So I'm walking out with Coach Spagnuolo, and we were just talking whatnot. And Donnie Jones, he was the punter for the Rams. He was at the other end of the field. And so we were just talking, not paying attention. He was practicing punting. Nobody told me the ball was going to – I mean, so he was all the way at the other end of the field. So it was about a 50, 60-yard punt that came down and clocked me right on the head. It hurt.
Dang.
It hurt. I tried to act like it didn't. That mess hurt.
And you weren't on live, were you, when it happened?
No, I wasn't, but the cameras were on, so they
of course
they got it and they played it.
Wow. That's
I tried to shake it off, but it hurt. It hurt. My head was tender the next day.
Oh man. So for those people who don't know, who living under a rock,
yeah.
You have how many Emmys? Seven?
Yeah.
Seven Emmys.
Yeah.
Wow. That's basically royalty, right?
Well, I don't know. You can say it.
I mean, it's not a lot of people who walking around here that get.
No, but you know what? I work on the show that's the gold standard of, you know, entertainment news. So for me, I think we need more.
Need more Emmys.
Heck yeah.
Okay.
We deserve more.
I mean,
we day in and day out, put on a stellar product of entertainment news, and we have for 43 seasons. So I say we should have more.
And you've been involved how many years out of the 43?
I am going on, this is year nine for me.
Year nine.
At Entertainment Tonight.
Year nine and seven Emmys.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
So, okay. What is it like working with Kevin Frey or Milk Dud, as you call him?
So by the way, we're in our morning meeting at 7 a.m. this morning, and all of a sudden I hear, oh, Kevin's out sick today. I'm like, oh, great. What happened? I'm thinking, did he get COVID? Then I'm freaking out because I'm he was all up in my face yesterday, getting on my nerves. What's going on? You know, blah, blah, blah. Turns out the old man hurt himself playing basketball, so now he's in a cast.
With his son?
Don't
or
know.
Just
probably
pick
some
up
other old
somewhere.
People. Probably some other.
What, he hurt his back?
No, he hurt his ankle or his leg or something. So he's in a walking boot.
See, that's why I don't hoop for real.
I mean,
because I hurt myself just if I sleep wrong, my back be slipping out
Neck,
of place.
Back everything.
Every year.
Yes.
Every year my back slip out of place.
Right. But he, you know, I love Kevin, and he gets on my nerves at the same time, and it's all real. What people see from our relationship is 100% real. Do you know, he walked in my office yesterday, and he says, so he got on my nerves for so long.
He was looking for popcorn.
Right. But you know, I bought the popcorn machine, right?
Yes.
So he walks in my office yesterday. He's like, how much you pay for this popcorn machine? I'm like, why? And he's like, I'm about to send you a Venmo. I need the popcorn machine. He was trying to give me money to take the popcorn machine.
To take it home.
And give it to somebody else. Why don't you just go buy one? I was like, what's wrong with you? Honestly, who hurt you? What's wrong with you?
These are the type of things that y'all argue about?
Yes. But I'm like, why are you trying to Venmo me money for this popcorn machine? Just go buy one. Well, no, I just wanted to take this one. Honestly, he's too much. He's I was like, get out. Really, get out.
So that's he comes into your office just to say stuff like that.
Just to say really silly stuff like that.
It's almost like a brother, right?
That I never wanted.
Because your brother come in your room and just
never
stare
needed.
At you and then just leave a
pretty
lot of
much
times.
Or come in and punch you in the head or put you in a headlock and walk out. That's pretty much it.
So it just So basically, he's awesome to work with.
Yeah, he is.
Because I feel like we'll probably be doing some of the same things.
Yeah, he is. You know, he. Are you saying you're awesome to work with?
Yeah. Don't you think so?
I mean, absolutely.
Yeah.
Spicy.
See, let's
absolutely.
Keep it real. Let's keep it real.
Absolutely. No, he is awesome to work with. You know, I've known Kevin long before I came to ET. So we were friends before. I remember when I met him. I met him on the floor of the National Association of Black Journalists Convention. I think it was 2004. And he was standing with Stuart Scott. And I was walking by like the ESPN booth. That's when he was at ESPN still. And they just both yelled out to me. I don't know why. And I was like, hi. And I just stopped and I talked to him. And we all became fast friends.
You know what? I met you at the ESPYs. I think that was
no,
the first
No, it was
time.
The Nickelodeon Kids' Choice Awards.
That was the first time?
I think that was the first time.
Really?
Yeah.
And that was before the ESPYs?
I think so, yeah.
Because
you had your kids.
I had
with
my
you.
Kids, yeah.
Yeah.
We were there with Strahan.
Yeah.
It was
Nickelodeon Kids Choice.
But it seemed like we just kind of gravitated towards each other because we were waiting to like interview people, and we
were
backstage.
You working?
Yeah.
No, we were no. I was on a platform, and you came through. Maybe you were working, but you came through,
mm-hmm.
and I interviewed you, and you had your kids with you.
Yeah.
And then maybe you went to work.
That's crazy.
Yeah, I remember.
Okay. Well, I stand corrected.
I remember Spicy.
I know that we had some good conversations and behind the ESPYs, and I was like, man, Michelle Turner, she's cool.
Oh, is that what you
she's
said?
Cool people, yeah.
Tell truth, shame the devil.
Yeah.
Okay.
I was like, you know, I felt like it was like a friendship was going to happen at some point.
You know, you tickle me. You really do. you really do. And I don't think it's intentional. That's what makes it even funnier
to me.
Mm-hmm. But I do like, there are so many things that I enjoy about you. And I think you are such a talent and just a good dude. I mean, I talk to you often about like matters of the heart. You don't meet.
You know, I ain't gonna never lie to you.
That is true. You don't meet people often though, especially men and especially like pro athletes and what, who like, women issues aren't their issue. And you've always said that to me, like, that's not my issue. Like,
yeah.
that's not my struggle.
I've seen so many people just like not be together or like get divorced or like go through like all these different phases of their life. That's so negative that I was just like, I don't want to be that guy. Like,
yeah.
I
but that's rare, bro. You realize that, right?
I don't.
Oh my gosh.
I don't.
Spice, you played how
I
many years
I mind my
in
business. I don't be in everybody
you,
else's
you
business.
You say that too all the time. Like,
I do.
I
promise.
My business. But you don't walk
AC.
Away. I know you mind your, and I do. Like, I love AC. That's the other part of it is that I actually think I like your wife better than you.
Well, I mean, join the club. That's everybody.
But honestly, like, I think that you're selling a little bit here because you were in the league for so long. You didn't walk around with your eyes closed. Like, you see a lot. So I think you know that you're a bit of a unicorn, like that isn't your struggle. Like, you probably have other struggles. Like, your eyes went blank a few times here today when I was trying to talk to you. So I get that you have other struggles, but that isn't one of them. And that's really admirable.
My struggle is with food. As
is
you can
it?
See. Yeah.
I mean, you're kind of svelte, spicy.
I'm down a good 20, 30.
Really?
You know?
Me too.
I'm trying to... The hardest part is actually losing it, but it's even harder to keep it off.
You know, I've been on a wellness journey for, I think you know this, for a couple years.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just really got over the hump. I had gained about 25 pounds. I had like really bad gut issues, metabolic imbalances. It was just it was a real struggle for me. It happened like starting a little before COVID and then into COVID. And so I've really been on a journey to get back really healthy and focus on wellness. And I just finally turned
the corner. Feel like you're there? Or?
Absolutely.
Okay.
I actually lost a little too much weight. So I'm trying to put on about 5 pounds.
Well, how do you do that?
You
like
eat.
Me, I can eat 5 pieces of pizza and I'll gain 5 pounds.
Well,
like.
I mean, I don't want to do it that way, but because I want to put it on. I want to put on muscle. I don't want to, you know, and it's tough because I'm 48 years old. So, you know, losing, gaining.
You don't use a trainer. You just do it yourself, right?
No, I do have a wellness coach. His name is Alan Crest that I work with. And so.
Does he work with fat people?
He works with everybody. He helped Shaquille lose 50 something
pounds.
Are
you insinuating that Shaquille is fat?
No. He was thick.
Big boned.
With a CC.
Big boned.
But no, you know, he works with all different types of folks. And for me, I like him very much because he helps focus on healing the inside out. So like we worked on, you know, getting my gut health back, really working on my metabolism for over a year before we ever, you know, tackled the weight and tackled like cutting weight.
Yeah.
So yeah. Yeah. And I've lost it. I've lost everything that I gained. I feel really good.
I don't, eat seafood cause it's nasty and it stank.
What are you talking
about? I don't like seafood. You didn't know that about me?
No.
Yeah, AC think I'm crazy.
You the feds, yeah.
I guess I just don't like the texture of it.
Well, see, texture's a big thing for me.
I don't like seafood.
Texture is a big thing for me. Like, I don't like flan.
Okay.
Blah. But
don't nobody go around eating flan. Like, your mama made that flan. I'm going to be over in a second.
I can't do it. Flan, like creme brulee.
I don't nobody even like saying that word, flan.
Right. Like, but it's gross. It's like gelatinous stuff, like gelatin stuff. I don't like it.
You don't like
Jell-O. The texture.
You don't like Jell-O.
The texture's weird. No, I sometimes can do Jell-O, but it's like when it's thick and gelatinous.
So what's your problem with me not liking seafood, though?
But I love seafood. I'm a big seafood person.
I don't
like
it.
Except for there are sometimes, you know, like if you bite into a mushy shrimp, that's the worst.
All of it's the worst.
Mushy shrimp is the worst.
I don't like fish. I don't like none of it. Like
catfish. Are you black?
Branzino.
You're not black.
None of that stuff.
You're not black.
I don't like it.
How you not like catfish?
You know what I will eat?
What?
I'll eat it if it's fried. Like, and if it got batter on
okay,
it.
Okay, then you are black.
See what I'm saying? I eat that.
Okay.
But I'm just.
I take it back.
I don't like the crab legs, like lobster, all of it.
You really
throw
are
it
the
all
feds.
Away.
You
I don't,
are.
I don't like anything that you can't put in the refrigerator and then eat the next day. You know what I'm saying?
You know, I don't like leftovers. I do not like leftovers. I can't get down with leftovers.
Why?
Because what's the point? What's the point?
You don't like praying over your food twice? What? Like if you said it once, like it should just be,
I just don't
it should
understand.
Be good enough?
I just don't understand the point.
What do you mean?
Of leftovers.
Like you just, what do you mean?
I just don't get it.
You couldn't finish it, so you finish it the next day.
I mean, if you couldn't finish it, you couldn't finish it. What's the point? Move on to something else.
Nah, man. If I've been on the grill for hours, and I made some chicken, and you know, I made 3,000 wings, but I'm only gonna eat 2,000. I'm looking forward to them wings tomorrow.
Why don't you just make 2,000?
You never know how many wings you're gonna eat.
Like,
if it was some wings, if it was 17 wings over there in your kitchen, you don't know if you're gonna eat 17 of them.
Leftovers are silly.
Not sure.
They are.
So here's the thing.
Yeah.
Like you, like look at me all crazy because I don't like seafood. I think it's crazy to not eat leftovers, especially you pay for them. You know how much ribs cost?
Can I get one rib?
Hey, how much for one rib? Ribs are expensive. I didn't know this until I just, like started paying for it myself.
Right.
But the ribs are like like say I'm cooking for 4th of July.
But I already know I can eat 4 bones, so I'm just going to get 4 bones.
Oh, my man. Suede, the remix girl. Here you come. Suede is about to attack again.
Oh, boy. I forgot.
Yeah, you got to know who you're dealing with. You got to know your personnel.
I forgot.
But ribs are expensive. Like if I want to get 10 slabs of rib, that's probably going to cost me like $300.
Why are you buying 10 slabs of ribs?
Because I'm having a lot of people over for 4th of July.
Well, don't feed them ribs. Feed them hot dogs.
That's easy. That's easy to make. But everybody's going to want
ribs.
How did
we get here? How did we get to this conversation?
Because we were talking about, I don't know. You brought up
this
leftovers.
This is how your random ass segments go.
Yeah. Now we're talking on the subject. Like, because when you mention leftovers, I'm thinking griller. Because you can never cook, like you can never grill the right amount of food.
Right.
Ever.
Well, I live alone and I'm single, so I mean everything is too much.
Well, yeah, you can just get stuff that's precise.
Yeah, everything's like, too much food.
I'm
for
getting
me.
A meal and I'm only gonna eat 800 calories worth of this pasta.
Right.
You know, but me, like, I'm cooking for six, like, every day. Mm-hmm. Like, every time I'm getting on the grill, I'm at least cooking for
now,
six.
Now, do you cook mostly, or does AC cook mostly?
AC cooks mostly.
Oh, okay.
But if the kids want, like, you know, a burger or something like that, or if they want some ribs, like, I make whatever they want.
Oh.
They can get whatever they want. Really.
I know. I see.
Especially Ayana. Ayana yeah. could...
Anything.
She can get anything. She
anything.
Want. I don't know if she know that yet. But yeah. When she find out. Yeah.
Did I miss out by not having kids?
What do you mean?
I mean, I don't have kids.
Did you miss out?
Yeah. I mean, some people say,
That's subjective. Like, I don't know.
I don't either. I'm asking you. You have 75.
I got four kids.
It's 475.
That I love dearly. Same. And who am I to be like, oh, you're missing out on the best time of your life? Like,
people say that.
Well, as you know, I'm not like other people. So
that I know.
It's subjective.
That I know. Okay, so your podcast is called Off the Grid.
Off the Grid. So look, it's a play on words, right?
Right.
I'm off the grid now because I'm not at home, and I'm also off the gridiron.
Okay, that's what I was going to ask. Double entendre. Was it the play on off the gridiron? Because you're never off the grid. You are the social media man, so you're never off the grid.
Okay, a lot of people don't know where I'm at right now.
Yeah, but your profile is active. You have this. You can be contacted at any point. Off the grid means can't nobody reach you.
Nichelle. I didn't want a cell phone. I never wanted a cell phone.
Really?
My mom made me get a cell phone when I got my first car and I was in college. Mm-hmm. My uncle gave me his car and she was like, you got to have a cell phone. And I'm like, Ma, if I'm not at home, I'm not at home. But she's like, now that you have a car, if there's an emergency, like if you get a flat tire, if you're on the side of a road somewhere, you're going to have to call somebody. Mm-hmm. So you need a cell phone. But I never wanted one.
I am technologically inept. Yeah, I am like so bad. I had an iPhone 6 until like 2 years ago.
Ooh, that's.
I just don't. What's the point?
What
am I doing?
What do you mean?
Like, what do I need? If I can call you, if I can dial your number, what else do I need?
You need to take pictures?
No, I don't like. Listen, my girlfriends, I'm the worst friend, worst everything. Like you were saying, oh, Nichelle, you talk a lot. I don't. I'm the friend who's like sits there in the corner and I marinate. I don't. I'm the friend who has, we got a 4-picture maximum. I'm not taking a whole bunch of photos. I'm not doing all this stuff. I'm not, okay.
Wait, hold on. Let's 4-picture maximum?
I like, hate taking photos.
Why?
Why? I mean, what's the point?
Is it because it's worth 1,000 words?
Probably. But no, I just don't like taking pictures. It's just, to me, it's like, but okay, what am I posing for?
We
got to
take a thumbnail for this.
We have to take a photo?
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Okay.
We got to, I mean, you're on video right now. Like,
I know. All of it. Listen, I know that I'm a weirdo. I admit it. I don't like to comb my hair. I don't like to put on makeup. I definitely don't like to get dressed up. And my mother's like, how the hell did you end up on television? You don't like doing
Nichelle,
any of that
stuff. I'm not going to let you sit up here and say that. All them pictures you be putting up about Entertainment Tonight.
Because I have to.
And you be killing it.
I'm going to make one.
You had on a fuchsia outfit one time. You
had
on
a
yellow.
Outfit
like
today.
You, Roy G. Biv. Roy G. Biv. Who you calling?
My mother.
Oh, JT.
My mother. Oh. Because I want to be like clear. People think that I'm selling wolf tickets, but I'm not.
You are.
I am the simplest, most like not. Oh, it's 9 o'clock there. She's probably
good.
Sleeping. Oh, no, she's not.
Oh, JT.
Hi, JT.
Uh-oh.
Hello,
Lat. Spice is at my house right now, and we're doing, Spice has a new podcast called Off the Grid.
JT, she over here telling fibs.
So.
It has a new podcast.
Yeah, Spicy's right here.
Hey. Hey, sweetie.
Wait, did you hear what she said?
What'd she say?
What'd you say, Mom?
I said, I ain't going to put my teeth in, so don't
get so, Mom.
I was actually.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just getting home, you know, Rosie kidnapped me and twisted my arm.
Uh-huh.
And
I've lost control of the podcast.
Yeah. Maybe go with her.
Oh, okay. To the casino?
We're just not getting home.
Okay.
Tiffany cooked dinner.
Okay. So, Mom. So, well, Mom, no. We are actually doing the podcast right now.
Oh, no.
And it's video, too.
And it's video and audio.
Oh, hell no. I need to change my hair and put my teeth in. Hold on.
Nobody can see you, JT. Nobody can see you.
Yeah, that's what y'all told Fat Farm when you walked across the street.
We love you, Miss Turner.
Mom,
me and you gonna lose friendship if I see anything that looks like me in this rerun hat and in the morning.
Okay, listen.
We are gonna lose friendship.
Okay, listen. I just called you because I had a question, but you went off on
what?
Tiffany cooked dinner and you just got home and all of that. So I told Spice, Spice doesn't believe me when I said to him, I don't like to comb my hair, I don't like to put on makeup, I don't like to get dressed up. And so you always say, why are you on TV? But he thinks that I'm being facetious. He thinks that I like to do all of these things.
You like
I
to dress
like
up.
I don't like to take pictures.
She has did that stuff all her life, Spice. I mean, I have.
Oh, she's putting her teeth in.
Yeah, because I don't believe you in Spice. I have went other places besides Kmart and brought this child clothes.
Besides Kmart?
And Phil going to put on some long underwear with some flannel underwear with some men's boxing shorts on top of them and going to the store. I had to fight my way out one day. Some woman was looking at her and said, look at that mess. I said, oh, hell no. She's a mess, but that's my baby.
So, Mom,
I've lost control.
I just was calling
of the
so
podcast.
You
could. She's not. She don't like makeup. I had to fight for her to get her first perm.
What did you do on Easter? Did you pull out the hot comb for Easter?
Subtle suggestions about Michelle, you can go somewhere. Why don't you put on some lipstick or something?
Never. It won't happen. I didn't like it.
Like, Mom, if I'm not in front of the TV, I'm not gonna put on any makeup.
Wow. You talk to your mom like that?
Yeah, this cause she stays on me about put some fuchsia lipstick on
Michelle. I didn't say no fuchsia.
Yes, you did. Yes, you did. But I just called to ask you that because Spice didn't believe me. And he also doesn't believe me that I don't like to talk. Like when I'm at home, I don't like to talk.
No, she don't.
Cap. Mom, what'd you say?
You don't.
See? Cap. I don't like to talk when I'm not. I talk for a living when I'm at home.
You set this up. You
I
said,
don't like
Mom,
to talk.
I'm going to call you. And
yeah,
this
I
is what I
up.
Want you to say.
I set it up.
That's exactly what's
he
happening.
He thinks I'm lying. He thinks I set it up. I'm like,
this
I don't.
This whole thing is set up. You said, Mom, I'm going to give you a call. Stay by your phone.
Anyway, okay. Good night, Jackie.
Are y'all working?
Yes.
I mean, is Spice working?
Mom, we're in the middle of the podcast. We got to go.
How did you get on the podcast?
Oh, gosh. Okay. I will call you later, Mom. We got to go.
Okay. Love you.
I love you, too.
Bye, Spicy.
Bye-bye. See you later. Love you. Love you, Miss Turner.
Night, JT.
JT is the best.
Love you.
JT is the best.
She really is the best. She's a lot, but she's all I got. And I told you, that woman don't lie now. She don't lie. She loves the Lord too much.
Mm-hmm.
She confirmed it.
Tell the truth, shame the devil.
That's right. She confirmed it. I don't like to talk when I'm at home. I don't like to wear makeup. I don't like to comb my hair. I don't like to get dressed up. I don't like any of that stuff.
Why? Why do you think that's true?
I'm a country girl.
Okay. What does that mean, though?
I mean, I'm just.
Girl, do you like carry like barrels of hay? Like,
well, I used to feed pigs.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
Because we had pigs.
Because y'all had pigs.
Yeah.
And so it was your job to go out there to feed the
Sometimes,
pigs.
Sometimes, yeah. Mm. It's the nastiest job in the world.
What do they eat? What do pigs eat?
Everything.
So you can just put seafood down.
Ew. Yeah.
Ugh.
Yeah. Everything.
Ugh.
They eat everything.
Wow.
It's
gross. They're delicious, though.
But yeah, I'm a country girl. I mean, I grew up, you know, in rural Missouri, you know, in the country. We didn't even have a house number or a street name when I was growing up.
Really?
My address was Rural Route 4, Box 213.
Wow.
That was my address because we didn't, you know, we lived that far in the country on a gravel road, dirt road.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I got to be, I think, by the way, I don't know what that is, but that flew in here because the doors are open.
A moth?
I don't know what that is. It's like mosquito? A daddy long leg or something. Yeah. But you know, we were simple country folk.
Yeah.
And that's what I love, mm-hmm. you know, and that's who I am. I, you know.
Would you go back?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, to live.
Yeah, I think I could. Once I'm done with all of this, I definitely think I could. I live a
you
simple.
You get a farm and stuff?
Do you know
you'll start feeding pigs again?
Yeah, but do you know what makes me the happiest?
What's
like,
that?
What is that? Oh, Spice.
It's a moth.
What did you lead? What? No, that is big. What is that?
It's a moth.
What is it?
It's a moth. It's attracted to the light.
Oh. It looks like a blind lizard.
It's a moth, though.
Oh, my God.
It looks like a grasshopper, actually. It's not a moth.
Okay, you can't leave my house and leave that inside here. I'm too scared.
This is the greatest. So you're scared of insects?
Well, no, not a lot. I don't like snakes. I don't like rats. But that thing was flying at my head. Mm-hmm. There's a difference. Like, whoa. If it was just over there, I wouldn't care. But it was flying at my head. That's a lot. But listen, I grew up I grew up crawdadding and
what?
Like.
What is that?
Well, you go and you catch crawfish mm-hmm. and you cook them.
What do you call that?
Crawdadding.
Crawdad?
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't know it was a term.
It probably isn't, but we made it one.
Okay.
But yeah, you go crawdadding and frogging. And
you
it's
eat frog?
Like, I have. It's not great. It's like, you
that's
know.
That's how I feel about seafood.
It's a little chewy.
I feel like it's not great.
But that's
like,
weird. But it's a little chewy.
I'm not going to keep letting you just say, like, the fact that I don't eat seafood is weird. It's not.
You said your wife thinks it's weird. It is. It is. It's Spice, do you, like, this is the craziest, funniest conversation, but do you have questions for me?
Yeah.
Are we just talking?
Yeah.
Okay.
Both.
Okay.
Yeah. I've been asking questions.
I like it. I like it.
Yeah.
You didn't believe me, so I had to verify
real chill.
Things. No, it is. You know,
I ain't trying to do nothing like, oh, gotcha. Like, we ain't trying to, like, go viral off no crazy stuff.
No.
You know what I mean?
We've had enough of that.
Exactly.
We just wanted
a chill, good times conversation with me and my friend.
Yeah.
That's it.
That's what off the grid is. It's
yeah.
like if you
we,
kick
we
back
chilling.
With your fishing pole.
We chilling.
Sitting back.
So here's a question.
Yeah.
What is something that we can't find on Wikipedia about Nichelle Turner?
About
like,
me.
Yeah. Like what is something that.
Well, I've never.
Not a lot of people
well,
know.
Well, number one, here's something. I've never looked at my Wikipedia page. I don't even know if I have one.
Everybody got a Wikipedia
okay.
page.
Okay. Well, I've never looked at it. So.
So you don't.
I don't
Google
know what
yourself.
I don't what myself.
You don't Google yourself.
No, I never have.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
You know, people. I heard people have like Google alerts on themselves. Do you
oh,
have
no,
a Google
alert,
alert on
alert.
Yourself?
Nah. Uh-uh.
Like, so if something comes up about you, it notifies you?
No. I don't care too much about that.
Yeah, I don't either. Because I've always felt like, you know, this
I have Googled myself though.
Have you?
Yeah.
You know what? Let me take that back. I probably have.
Because some of that information be wrong.
Yeah, I probably have, but I have never looked at my Wikipedia. So I don't know what's on a Wikipedia. I don't know what's on there.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. So I don't know what I could tell you that they couldn't find on my Wikipedia, but I mean, I think the first thing is one of the things you said that you just didn't believe, that I'm not a talker. I don't like that.
Mm.
You know, I think it's funny because sometimes people, when they meet me, I'm an introvert. Like, I'm an extroverted introvert.
Yeah.
So that's
AC.
Yeah, like, I AC have to be, way. Like, when I'm at work and when I'm on TV, like, I have to be I have to be like on, and I do like people. I think I talk and have good rapport with people, but when I'm not, I like to be alone. I like to be by myself, and I, you know, I am the person that I'm usually sitting in the corner observing. I'm not in the thick of things. Like, if I go to a party, which I don't usually go to parties, but even with my friend group, like if I have my friends, my girlfriends over here and we're sitting around hanging or sitting at the table, like we'll be sitting around, you know, having dinner, talking. I don't say anything. I just kind of listen.
You just be chilling.
Yeah. So that's something about me. I really don't. So people sometimes they'll see me like in the grocery store or whatever, and they'll expect me to be like, yes, welcome to Entertainment Tonight. Yes. You know, they expect me to be that, and I'm not. And it like kind of freaks people out. I'm like, ma'am, I'm just trying to buy some pears.
I think that's how like a lot of teachers are at my kid's school.
Really?
Like they expect me to come in
Cream
and
Bigums.
Just be like in there. Yeah. Expect me to just be in character like all the time. And I'm just like, I'm here to pick up my kids.
Right.
Like, you know, like I'm in dad mode.
Right.
Like, so I may not have a lot of rap for you, but just I'm listening to the information that you give me about my kid.
Same.
And I'm like invested in, you know, like seeing what my kid is learning. Mm-hmm. And so I don't have time to be like coming there with a yellow suit on. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like,
that's my favorite video ever though. But I'm really bad at small talk too. I always tell Kevin, like, that's the one thing that I wish I could get from him. Cause Kevin's an amazing, like, glad hander, like schmoozer, like
talk with
he's
anybody.
Amazing. I'm really bad at it. I see somebody with a suit and tie coming, and
you're giving
run.
Yourself enough credit.
I run the other way.
I think you're pretty good.
I'm not.
Yeah, I think your improv is good. I think you're quick. I think you're witty. I think all of that.
It's
I
a survival skill.
Okay.
I'm an only child.
Me too.
I think. I grew up an only child. Let me just say that. But, you know, so like you have to have survival skills. Like you, when you're an only child, there's a lot of things you have to figure out on your own. You have to like have your own fun, make your own, you know what I'm saying? Entertain yourself.
Yeah.
And so, like I would create plays and have imaginary friends and talk to it. So like,
I had my imaginary friend, his name was Bebop.
Okay.
Yep. What's your friend's name?
I'm trying to remember what my imaginary
friend's
name. My friend
name was Bebop.
Bebop.
Yep. I know that for sure.
I'm trying to remember. Like, I was more too, like, I was a black nerd, so I was like comic book.
That's what I want to ask you, too.
Yeah, I was a blurred. I still am.
What is it like being in the journalism world as a black woman?
Yeah.
Like, one, you're black. Two, you're a woman.
Really?
Yeah. So what is...
Are you sure?
What is that like? Because I know it's not like, you know,
I mean, it's
always
no,
peachy.
Not at all.
Yes.
Not at all. I mean, I'm celebrating 25 years in this business this year. And it's been 25 years of hustle. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, not that I haven't had opportunities because I have, but when they say that phrase, you know, you have to work twice as hard to get half as much, it is abso-frickin-lutely true. I always know I'm the first one in the building, the last one out. I'd make no qualms about it. Ass off.
I've seen it.
You know, I work harder than anybody. I put my work ethic up against anybody. And I've always felt like I have to. Because number one, I am, you know, a person of color. I'm a woman. And I came from, you know, nothing. So that's all three of those things are like, okay, so here I go, and I'm about to step into an industry to where, you know, there are 350 jobs for every one per, you know, 350 people wanting one job. And so I already know that, like, I'm behind the eight ball in a lot of ways. But no, yeah, I mean, you know, being a black woman, it's not easy, you know. I've always kind of worked in newsrooms where, you know, I have been the minority. I think it's, you know, I did realize, but I don't think the world really realized what we go through until like 2020, when we really started having discussions about microaggressions in your workplace and what you go through. I mean, I went for many years without having anyone that knew how to do my hair.
Yeah.
You know, we have a hair and makeup department, and people sometimes look at it as a small thing, but it's not.
Yeah.
And I got labeled like a bit of a diva because I was saying, what's going on here? Mm-hmm. And they looked at me as like I wanted something above and beyond. But I'm saying, no, I just want to be treated equally. Because
yes.
everybody else in here has somebody who knows how to work with their hair. Yep. I should too.
Yep.
You know, and so those are the things that I would, you know, battle. And representation, you know, I'm very fortunate to work in a place now where my voice is appreciated and mm-hmm. valued and my point of view is valued. And I really do get a say about how our show is shaped and what it looks like on a daily basis. And I love that.
Yeah.
But it wasn't always that way. And there were times, you know, throughout my career where I've been in newsrooms or been in places where I'm like, you know, these stories are unfair. The way that we are painted looks crazy mm-hmm. and I don't like it one bit. And so it is an everyday battle to make sure that we are represented fairly and accurately in this business.
Yeah.
And that's something that I take pride in and that I, you know, I host and produce a renovation show on CBS as well. And one of the things as producer that I love is that I have a say in who's cast on this show, whose stories we tell mm-hmm. and what that looks like.
Yeah.
And for me, that's super important. It's super important because I do know that you know, racism and classism is widespread in this country still to this day. But I believe that we start to solve the world's ills one person at a time. So when we represent us fairly and accurately and in the light that we deserve it, there may be somebody in the corners of America who didn't really understand black people or was quote unquote afraid of black people and then sees that and is like, oh, they're just like me.
Right.
And so I believe in that. I believe in that wholeheartedly. And I think for me, that's like going into the next chapter of my career. That is what I am looking at the most of mm-hmm. trying to like tap into that side of this business.
Mm-hmm. What would you tell a young sophomore in high school, Nichelle? What would you tell her? Or someone?
You know, I got asked this question. I went back to speak at my high school mm-hmm. not too long ago, and they said, you know, what would you tell your high school self? And I said, your weirdness will win, because it's absolutely true. All of the things that made me a nerd mm-hmm. and made me a little different and left of center that I liked, that I was teased about, that I was, you know, ostracized at times about, are the things now that make me my money. And that is being a black nerd who loved comic books, who loved Marvel growing up, Marvel Comics. And now it's the biggest franchise in Hollywood. And because I have a history in it and I know it and I love it and I live it and I breathe it, I'm always on the forefront of all of those movies. Mm. And that makes me money.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I grew up a black girl loving.
That's great when you go overseas.
Absolutely.
And they talking about the Hawk or whoever. Yeah. And Hawkeye. You're just like, yeah, what about this?
Absolutely. This? And I travel when all the movies premiere. I'm the one who's there.
Yes.
I'm, you know, and, you know, I am a black woman who grew up loving country music and was teased for it.
Oh, I know.
And now, well, I'm still teased for it. But
I don't be doing
because
that.
Country in so many spaces is the biggest genre of music right now. Like mm-hmm.
Have you ever covered that?
Yeah, I do every day.
Okay.
I genuinely love it and have connected and had a lot of great opportunities because of, you know, connecting with country artists. Tim McGraw is one of my favorite people, and we have such a good rapport that he had invited me to, you know, interview him on his book tour, separate and apart from E.T., to come to Nashville to where he lives and mm-hmm. do these things with him because of how genuine it is. Same with Trisha Yearwood and Garth mm-hmm. Brooks, you know, those people. And Garth Brooks, No Fences, was the first CD I ever bought in my life.
Really?
Oh, yeah. To this day, it's still top 10 of all time.
Dang. I'm trying to remember what CD I bought. That was my first one. I think like A Tribe Called Quest or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, Garth Brooks, No Fences was my first CD. My first hip-hop CD I ever bought was Nas Illmatic.
Yep.
That
was like 95.
That was the first hip-hop CD though. I ever bought. Yeah.
Illmatic was all that.
I mean, the best.
Yeah. I couldn't get past It Ain't Hard to Tell. Like once Real I heard rap that,
come
I
was halftime. Like, dang.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like
the whole album. Smooth, I mean, like slaps.
Yeah,
the whole album.
Everything.
Yeah.
Whose world is this?
The world is yours.
The world is mine. It's mine.
You probably won't even be able to use that, man.
Yeah, you can do 16 bars and then you got to stop. Listen, I work in this business, so I know. This much and then you got to stop.
Yep. You know how it goes.
Yeah. That much thing you gotta
say.
So
it's been how many years is it?
25 years I'm celebrating this.
25
year.
Years.
Yeah, I graduated from college in 1998. And yeah.
I graduated high school in 98.
What you trying to say?
I was just letting you know, like that's a special year. What is it like to be in that circle that Oprah loves? You know, Oprah
Am
don't
I in
invite
that circle that Oprah loves?
You didn't.
I don't know about that.
Listen,
maybe that Oprah.
When Oprah
likes.
Had that deal when she had everybody over and everybody like you were in
that
but room.
But that was fun fact. That was Gail orchestrated.
It don't matter.
Yeah, but that wasn't like Oprah saying, "Oh, let me have Michelle." That was Gail saying to Oprah, "Hey, you should invite."
Did Oprah send you flowers?
She did.
Does Oprah send everybody flowers?
I don't think she does.
See, don't do that, Michelle.
She is. Amazing. I'm not trying to, but I'm just saying I'm not in her, like, I'm not in
you
her.
You don't get
cool
Christmas cards
no.
from.
No. But when I walk in a room, she knows my name.
Yes.
And that's amazing enough.
Okay. Yeah.
You know
there,
what I'm saying? That's amazing.
That's all I'm trying to get at.
Yeah. That's
like
amazing.
Oprah know who Michelle is.
Yes.
You know
she
what
does.
I'm saying?
She does. Yeah.
Killing it.
I know. Well, she was my boss for 2.6 seconds.
2.6 seconds.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
When she first launched the OWN Network, mm-hmm. she was going to do a talk show called Best Life Now. And I was picked as one of the hosts of that talk show. It's so myself, Kathy Najimy, Laura Posada, Jorge Posada's wife,
mm-hmm.
Kat Cora, who's a chef, and who was the other person?
Don't even matter.
Wes Moore, who is now the mayor of or the governor of Maryland.
Yes.
Wes. And so we had, you know, she was doing the show. Mark Burnett was the executive producer, and we were going to do it. And like a couple weeks before we started shooting, Oprah decided
that sound
she
longer
had,
than 2.6 seconds.
She had to make a decision whether or not, because she already had, she had Gail doing a kind of talk show, radio show on her network at that time. And then she had just brought back the Rosie O'Donnell show. So she was thinking, I might have too many talk shows on my network.
Mm-hmm.
And so she had to make a decision. And since they were already on the show, she decided not to do our show. So actually, I got like the most money I was ever paid for never working a day in my life from that deal. But it was like, at the time it was gut wrenching because I was like, this is my big
mm-hmm.
break.
Yeah.
It's my big.
So this was before ET?
Way before. This was back in 2010.
Okay.
And it didn't go forward. And I thought, oh my gosh, it was, you know, Oprah was my boss and Mark Burnett was executive producing. And it was like, just everything.
So you were like sideline reporting at this time?
Yeah, I was.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I was sideline reporting. I was just about to be done sideline reporting. But that was 2010. And so I just knew like, this is it. I'm, you know, I don't know what I'm going to do. You know, this was my big opportunity. And I thought, am I ever going to have this chance again? And while I haven't had the chance to work for her again, now I do know her in a much different light. And she knows who I am and knows my name when I walk in a room. And I got the opportunity to tell her that story. You know, one day I saw her in a bathroom.
Just the man I met in the restroom.
And I said, hey, I said, you know, you were my boss for 2.6 seconds with Best Life Now. And, you know, I don't know. And she would always get upset because I call her Ms. Winfrey, because that's what I called her when she was my boss. And she's like, don't call me that. Call me Oprah. I'm like, I can't. Mm-hmm. It's just Ms. Winfrey comes out of my mouth. Now I try to call her Oprah, but still I'm just.
It's just the, you know, how it is with your parents. Like your parents did a good job.
Right.
Know. that's how I am. Like, I be, sir, yes, sir, right. No, sir.
Exactly.
Yes, ma'am, no, ma'am. Yeah.
I've had a lot of those instances. Like, I can't believe I just told Oprah this in the bathroom. I was at the White House interviewing Michelle Obama and stepped on her foot. And it was the worst. And she had on those dope blue suede over-the-knee boots that she had on Inauguration Day, and I stepped on her
You
foot.
Stepped on Michelle Obama's
Yeah,
shoes.
When that day, at that day right there. Yeah, the interview was over, and I, because I'm a klutz, and so the whole time I'm going into the White House, I'm like saying to myself in my mind, Michelle, don't touch anything, don't mess up anything, don't do anything stupid, you're going in the White House, just act like you got some sense. Do this interview. So the whole day I'm telling myself that. We sit down. We go into the map room, which is awesome because it's where they like planned out World War I, right? Mm-hmm. And I'm like, this is amazing. So we're in the map room. I'm sitting down. I'm doing this interview with her. Like, what? And so I get done. Interview went amazing. Like, fantastic. I was like, yes. And I didn't screw anything up. I didn't do anything wrong.
Yeah.
And so we stand up and she opens her arms to me to come give her a hug. I step forward. Boom, right on her foot. And she was like, ah, and I was like, oh.
And you had on, what, some stilettos?
I had on heels, but she had on the inauguration boots that she wore on Inauguration Day. And I was like, I can't believe I did this. And she gave me a hug anyway. And then she's so kind. This is why she's so dope. She's so kind. She sent a note to my boss and told them how fantastic I was and how great the interview was.
Very dope.
Very amazing.
Dope. Yeah.
I'll never forget that day ever in my life.
You mentioned Marvel, right?
Yeah.
So it's got to be something that you've read in the comic books that you see in the movies and you just like, how come they didn't do this? Or like, how come Thanos just beat up the Hulk like this and then the Hulk is like no more good?
Well,
like,
my big thing right now is I think that Marvel screwed up a little bit. Introducing Kang the Conqueror, but they introduce him in Ant-Man, right? Yeah. Quantumania.
Yes.
Kang the Conqueror is supposed to be like badder than Thanos, like the man. But he got beat by Ant-Man. How do you get beat by Ant-Man and you're supposed to be the baddest in the Marvel Universe? Like, that didn't make any sense to me. Why would you introduce him to he got beat by Ant-Man and the Wasp.
Mm-hmm.
Like, how are you the baddest in the Marvel Universe and Ant-Man beat you?
Oh, yeah.
I'm sorry.
We about to win an Emmy. This is great conversation.
That's
right
my
here,
big
man.
Thing.
This is great. And you never thought you would get this from Nichelle Turner. Of all people. Y'all didn't think Nichelle was up on her Marvel trivia. And she is.
I do. You know, I mean, I really do love the MCU. I think, you know, it's such a great fantasy world. And, you know,
what if you got cast in a Marvel movie?
Oh, well, I mean, I would lose my mind. But you know what I loved about it so much? I fell in love with it because in the MCU, like when I was a kid and reading the comics back then and shout out to like the Reggie Hudson.
So it's way better than DC then.
Oh, there's not even a comparison.
Okay. Right.
DC is back, boom, pow, woo, wow, whoosh, whoa, woo. That's what DC is.
Mm-hmm.
Marvel is like cinematic genius. It really is. And when you think
Loki's
about like
about to come out,
season 2 is gonna be amazing. I heard that it's like beyond ridiculous.
Really?
Beyond.
So they give you all the inside scoop.
I do get inside scoop and I love it. But really I the thing I love about Marvel is because I fell in love with the fact that they did make you know, Black Panther was the smartest.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in the MCU.
It was dope.
You know what I'm saying? But that was written way back when. It's not like they did it now. Like Stan Lee recognized that before and made Wakanda this like just amazingly technologically advanced, just the cream of the crop place to be.
Yep.
And like, so all of those things I thought was so fantastic, you know? But I mean, listen, my favorite is Iron Man, always and forever.
Robert Downey Jr.
So sad that, you know, well, literally he killed. But Iron Man is just like, yeah, and Robert Downey Jr., played that character beyond. But he also, in a lot of ways, put the MCU on the map for the masses because of how he played Iron Man. Yeah. Like, it just, yeah. I'm sorry, I can talk about it all day.
No, man, it's dope, man.
I can geek out about it all
day. Not a lot of people know that, you know, you dig Marvel like that.
I have seen pretty much every single movie. But, like, you know, what they do with these movies now are just, it's out of this world. And I'm ready for the Marvels to come out. It's all female.
Do you like doing the premieres? Like, because sometimes you got to go to, like, Paris or like...
Yeah, I mean, listen, I was in Rome twice this summer for movies, for Mission Impossible with Tom Cruise, and then I was there.
But
for...
he wanted you there, though, right?
He
like,
did.
He handpicked. He's
he
like,
did.
I want Nichelle
he
there.
He did. He did.
Is that not big time?
Sure.
I mean, he could have had anybody else.
Listen, when Tom Cruise says, come, you go.
Yeah, for sure.
You go.
Because he know you be on top of your stuff.
I think so. He's a great guy. You know, I had said to him when we were there, like, I said, oh, I saw a picture of you coming out of a restaurant the other night. And he was like, oh, that's Nino's. It's my favorite restaurant. I'm going to make your reservation for there on Sunday night. You're going to go have dinner there. I'm like,
oh, wow. Okay. Yeah, let's do that.
Okay. And he did.
That's what's up.
And he did it. Shout and I went Tom there. Cruise. I went there and had dinner. Me and my producer went after the premiere and had dinner there that night. Thank you, Tom.
That's
amazing.
Dope.
Yeah.
That's dope. Tom Cruise.
I mean,
man.
You don't have to do that. You know don't. What I'm saying? You don't have to do that.
You don't.
But
everybody,
he did.
Everybody know how cool you are. And
well,
how
I don't know. I don't
are.
Know if it had to do with how cool I am, but maybe
Oprah,
it had to do with how cool he is.
Tom Cruise, JT. Everybody know you awesome.
Who didn't have teeth in? Never got put my teeth
That's
in.
That's classic. That is classic.
And take my rerun hat off. Do you have a final question?
A question for Nichelle. That's what I'm here for, right? Like to
yeah, that's what you're here
yeah.
for.
My final question
yeah.
to you, Nichelle, is do you enjoy being on Entertainment Tonight and winning 7 Emmys.
I do. You know, this is a business, Spice, that will run you right into the ground if you don't love it.
I know.
If you don't
love it. A lot of people who don't like their jobs, they just do it because they get paid for it.
If you don't love what you do, you will be out of this business like this. The long nights, the early mornings. I love the power of television and the magic of television. I love it. I love everything about it. But I'm a journalist to my core. Like, I don't love the glitz, glamour of it. I could do without the red carpets. I love the who, what, when, where, why, and how of this business. And I know it's what I was born to do. So, yeah, I love every bit of it. Does it drive me crazy sometimes? Yeah, but that's what the good stuff is about.
Yeah. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for coming.
That.
The first and last that someone will be in my house.